弟兄姐妹平安。我们今天读的经文是诗篇121篇。我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。他必不叫你的脚摇动，保护你的必不打盹，保护以色列的也不打盹也不睡觉。保护你的是耶和华，耶和华在你右边荫庇你，白日太阳必不伤你，夜间月亮必不害你。耶和华要保护你，免受一切的灾害，他要保护你的性命。你出你入，耶和华要保护你，从今时直到永远。阿们。
Good afternoon.
下午好。
My name's David, and I'm part of this church.
这是戴维牧师，他是我们教会的牧师的一个。
I have the privilege of speaking today.
今天我非常有荣幸能够给大家来分享神的话语。
And preaching from that psalm we just heard read.
我们今天啊，其实这个讲的是这个诗篇121。
50 years ago, one Sunday, on a property across the road from the church I was going to,
在五十年前的一个星期天啊，我去了一个教会。
A building had been demolished, and there was earth-moving equipment on its site.
你知道呢，在这个教会的马路对面呢，有一处地产，在上面呢一个建筑物呢就被拆除了，现场呢有那些挖土的设备。
So I was in my early teenage years at that stage, and there was no fence. So a friend of I went on to explore.
你知道那时候呢，我才十几岁，所以说呢，因为那个时候没有栅栏，所以呢，我给我一个朋友呢就过去呢就探索。
I climbed onto something called a front end loader, which is like a tractor with a big scoop to it.
他爬上了一个那个。终端的装载机就是像一个拖拉机这样的一个爬上去了。
The cabin wasn't locked, so we played with the steering wheel, pulling knobs in and out.
你知道呢，机舱呢，它没有那个机舱它没有上锁，所以呢，玩起方向盘了，来摸那个转的那个。
I don't know what I did, but all of a sudden the tractor started. Boom, 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 boom.
他说他不知道他做什么，突然那个。这个那个机器，拖拉机一样的机器呢，就开始启动了，嘣嘣嘣嘣嘣。
Thankfully, the scoop was on the ground, so it couldn't go forward because it would have damaged the house beside it.
幸亏呢，那个铲子，那个很重的铲子在底下，所以呢，这个机器没法，这个拖拉机没法往前走，否则会毁坏前面的房子，旁边的房子。
The father of the boy that I was with saw what happened.And he ran across and pulled a lead out, maybe from the battery or something that stopped it.
他去的跟一块去的这个朋友的父亲呢，看到这个事情，他赶快跑过去呢，然后呢把一个引线呢都拔出来了，结果呢这个机器呢就发熄火了，发动机。
The other boy who liked playing tricks told me that the people who own the tractor.Would come and knock on my door and demand compensation for wrecking their tractor.
另一个男孩的会做恶作剧，他的说给戴维牧师说那个拖拉机的主人会敲他家的门，要他赔偿。
I thought he was serious, and for the next few weeks, I was in a state of fear.
我认为他以为是真的，所以呢，他一下子清醒起来，每天都活在恐惧当中。
It was an awful time for me, and I was petrified and paranoid.
那一段时间是我非常可怕的一段时间，我惶惶不可终日，每天疑神疑鬼。
It was a time of great insecurity for me.
对我来说，那是一段极度的缺乏安全感的日子。
Psalm 121, which we just heard read, is about a journey of insecurity as people wondered whether God could be trusted.
诗篇121篇也是讲述了这个诗人一段不安全的旅程，因为人们不知道神是不是能够值当的信赖。
And yet, amidst their uncertainty, they found reassurance that God faithfully watches over and provides all that is needed as we journey through life.
然而，在各种的不确定之中呢，他们终于找到了保障，那就是神会忠实地看顾我们，并且在我们的人生的旅途中提供我们所需要的一切。
The psalm is the second in a group of psalms that were probably written as people journeyed from Babylon in exile around about the 5th century BC.
你知道这首诗呢，是这个上行之诗，一共十五首诗篇中，这啊一共有十五篇上行之诗，这是一组诗篇。这一篇呢是诗篇中的这十五首诗篇中的第二首，这是公元前五世纪的时候，从巴比伦被掳归回到以色列的啊那些以色列人写下的。
And the Psalms were later then used centuries later as people made their way journeying for Jerusalem festivals, and they're called songs of ascent going up the mountain.
你知道以色列人呢、啊？他们上圣殿的时候，其实有十五层的台阶，对吧？圣殿正好有十五个诗篇。这个诗篇呢，是那么人们从各个地方来到耶路撒冷上圣殿的时候，敬拜的时候，每一登一台诗，登一层台阶，他们就唱一个诗篇啊。这是他们唱歌的时候唱的诗篇，所以呢，叫做上行之诗啊。
The prophets in the Old Testament constantly warn Israel.Not to worship false gods.
在旧约中啊，先知不断地警告以色列人不要去拜假神，没用的。
And yet the people kept being attracted to the gods of the nations around them because they seemed attractive to them.
啊，人们呢？可是人们呢，一直的被周边国家的神、亚人的神、啊、叙利亚的神、各种各样的神所吸引。
As the worshippers made their way up for the festivals.They would sometimes pass shrines of other gods, and the temptation was to wonder whether these other gods would give them more help than God.
你知道，当他们上山上去敬拜神的时候，去参加祭祀真神的活动的时候，他们会经过别的庙神神别的庙宇的神龛，他们就会想到，哎呀，是不是别的神？他们会提供给他们更多的好处。
Like Baal.Regarded as the sun or the storm god, who was believed to control nature and send rain, which was so important for an agricultural society.
尤其是在啊，在这个中东这一带，他们拜巴利这个神。这巴利神叫做太阳神，或者叫风暴的神啊。人们相信呢，他呢，这个巴利呢，能够控制着自然并降雨。所以呢，这在农业社会当中是非常重要的。
So the psalm begins in the first verse. I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from?
所以诗篇的第一百二十一篇第一节，它开始就这样说：我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？
Today we don't see statues of Baal, and yet we do have other gods: money, sex, identity, technology.Our phones.
今天呢，我们虽然看不到有巴利这样的雕像，但是我们确实有其他的很多其他的神，像钱财、性、啊、身份、技术，还有手机电话。
It's fascinating to stand on a railway platform and see how many people are using their phones. It's like we worship them as we give them our time.And our loyalty and our attention, be that WhatsApp or Facebook or games.
有的时候你站在这个火车站的地铁的站台上，你看着哦，好多人都是在玩手机，是吧？其实就觉得，哎，好像这些手机在占有着我们，我们崇拜他们，因为我们把我们的时间、精力、注意力都给了这个手机。无论是我们是玩 WhatsApp 或者脸书还是游戏。
This Psalm 121 begins with one person asking whether God has answers for life's journey.
诗篇第一百二十一篇的开头是一个人在问神：我们的人生有没有 这个人生旅途的答案，神有没有人生旅途的答案。
And yet there will be others in the festivals walking alongside, journeying with them. And while one may have questions or feel distant from God, yet the encouragement of seeing others can spur them on, reminding them of God's goodness and character.
你知道，当这些人呢、啊，他在往上去拜神的时候，是吧？拜神走上去过节的时候呢，哎，可能一个人他会有疑问，但是有很多人也在这同行的人当中，他自己觉得好像给神很遥远，可是看着有别的人给他一同的往前行，这样呢可以鼓励着人，提醒他们神的品格，神的良善。
Maybe it's something like running in a race, the city to surf. It can be hard for me to keep going.And the temptation is to stop and walk. And yet when I see other people running, many of whom are older than me, it provides motivation for me to keep going.
就像参加城市冲浪中赛跑一样，我自己觉得很难坚持下去，很想停下来走一走。可是看到周围这么多人都在跑，许多人很大年纪了，甚至比我这个年纪还大，他们还是在跑，这样呢，就给我坚持下去的动力。
So the psalm says in verse 2, My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
所以诗篇的这篇的第二节就说，我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
It reminds me of the first chapter in the Bible, Genesis 1, that speaks of God being the creator of all things.
这句让我想起了创世纪的第一章。在那里，神是万物的创造者。
He is the one in whom ultimately we find our meaning and purpose in life.
最终，我们每个人都是要在神的身上找到我们生命的意义和目标。
And yet, at times I can forget that and lose my perspective and worry about other things happening.
有的时候，我会忘记这一点，我为很多的人生的问题忧虑的时候，迷失了方向。
I went through a period in my life when I was facing an uncomfortable situation and I'd wake every night and lie awake for hours.
我曾经经历一段非常的令人不安的一段时间每天晚上都会惊醒，一醒呢就是几个小时在那里睡不着觉。
I would repeat another psalm, Psalm 91, that begins, The one who dwells in the shelter of the Lord,Will rest in the shadow of the Almighty.
这时候呢，我就会背这个诗篇的九十一篇第一节，它是住在至高者隐秘处的，也必住在全能者的荫下。
As I lay there awake, I think, in order for me to sleep, I need to dwell or abide in the Lord.
在那个时候躺着睡不着觉怎么办呀？为了能够得到安休息。那么我需知道我需要住在主的里面。
That didn't mean that I stopped thinking about possible things or solutions, but rather I tried to place my focus on God and not carry the burden.
这并不意味着我不再思考可能其他的出路，但是呢，我努力地把我的注意力放在神的身上，不再靠着自己来背负重担。
The psalm begins with an individual.It says, I lift up my eyes. But the pronouns in the psalm soon move to plural.
你知道这个诗篇的第一开头呢，它是以单人、单数开始的。我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？可是随后呢，这个代词呢，从单数变成了复数，变成了我们。
It is reminded that while we live individual lives,In church, we're part of a wider family that we can learn from others.
真的提醒我们每个人都独自着过着个人的生活，但是在教会当中，我们每个弟兄姊妹都是这个大家庭的一员，我们可以向别人互相的学习。
A man called Dennis Rainey tells of the short life of his granddaughter Molly.
一个人，他叫 Dennis Rainey， 他讲述了他的孙女。Molly, 她的短暂的一生。
Molly was born with a brain aneurysm and lived only 7 days.
Molly 呢，啊，出生的时候呢，患了脑动脉瘤，只活了7天。
They were awful days, but Molly's parents and grandparents held their trust in God, sure they would see Molly again in the age to come.
那对他人来说，那七天是个非常可怕的日子。但是 Molly 的父母和他的祖父母。都坚持着对神的信心，他们相信他们会在来世的时候会见到他们的小孙女儿。
Then in the book he writes, years ago, Barbara and I visited southwest England and stumbled across a little town at the crossroad in the country with a hotel, a decaying church, and a graveyard.
他说呢，多年前呢。巴巴拉就是他的太太和他呢去英格兰西南部他们去游玩去旅游在乡间的一个十字路口呢偶然呢发现了一个小镇这个小镇呢有一家酒馆有一个 破旧的教堂还有一片墓地
We stopped and read a few gravestones
他们闲着没事他们就走进了墓地呢在那里读这几个读几块墓碑上的碑文
One was barely able to readwas about a family that lived in the 1600s.
他呢就看那碑文有个碑文呢这个碑文上那个碑文的字呢都已经消磨掉了几乎可以勉强的辨认出来。结果呢这个碑文是说的是一个生活在1600年代的一个家庭。
Buried beneath that gravestone were the mother who gave birth to a son and died 10 days later at the age of 24.
墓碑下面呢埋着呢首先一个母亲这个母亲呢她生了一个儿子的10天以后就去世了享年只有24岁
Also her son who had lived 13 months
她的儿子呢这个儿子只活了13个月
And a father who died a few days later at the age 25
她的这个爸爸呢几天后也 死掉了然后呢享年呢只活了25岁
The faded words on the gravestone were so moving that they wrote them on Molly's plaque.
那个墓碑上的那个文字呢，都已经褪色了，是吧？可是这个文字呢，却打动了他们的心。他们就把这个碑文呢，写在了 Molly 的墓碑上。
Those words were, "We cannot, Lord, thy purpose see, but all is well that's done by thee."
这个碑文写的什么呢？是主啊。我们虽然看不清你的目的，但是我们相信你所做的一切都是美好的。
There is so much that we cannot see or know in our lives, but it's not unknown to God who watches over His people.
在我们人生的旅途当中，有许多的事情我们没有办法看到，也无从知晓，但是神却不是一无所知，他看顾跟随他的子民。
I'm going to read the rest of the psalm, verses 3-8, but listen for the word watch. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night.The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
我们那个中文呢，跟英文不是太很一样，是吧？很容易。这个中文、英文呢，都翻成 watch over 的是看顾的意思。然后中国呢，中文都翻译成保护了。不过英文呢，它还翻译成 keep。它两个字，我们中文呢都翻成保护。所以呢，我给弟兄姊妹读一读，就像丹羽牧师刚读的。说他必不叫你的脚摇动，保护你的必不打盹，保护以色列的也不打盹，也不睡觉。保护你的是耶和华，耶和华的右边荫庇你。白日太阳必不伤你，夜间月亮必不害你。耶和华要保护你，免受一切的灾害，他要保护你的性命。你出你入，耶和华要保护你，从今时直到永远。阿们。
He watches.Or guards and cares for us, not so that we'll have a trouble-free life, but that so we will mature and reach our eternal home.
在这里呢， 这个他我们中文是用的保护，保护还有保，又有保守，有看顾的意思，是吧？神保守着我们，看顾着我们，并不是说我们的一生就过一个无忧无虑的生活，不是，而是让我们能够成熟起来，到最终我们会到达我们永恒的家。
We read that he watches and that he never sleeps.
神保护我们，神他从来不睡觉也不打盹。
That God watches over his people means nothing will happen that is not purposed for God by God. He never sleeps or loses concentration.
神看顾他的子民，这意味着没有一件事发生不是在神旨意中的。也就是说，任何事如果没有神的安排，它是不会发生的。神从来不睡觉，他也不会失去注意力。
We used to live in Newcastle, and one Boxing Day, driving home from visiting my parents in Sydney, a car ran into us because the man who was driving fell asleep.
有一次呢，那个时候呢，从前呢，我住在 Newcastle， 有个在一次拳击的比赛日啊，我回到悉尼来看望父母，我们呢。结果呢，在车上呢，一辆汽车就撞上了我们。为什么？那个车上的司机睡着了。
The police said we were very fortunate, no one was killed because it was almost a head-on collision.
警察说我们很幸运，没有一个人啊，就是受丧生，因为那个是头汤撞头的，非常厉害的碰撞。
Yet if God never sleeps, then He was watching over that horrible time.
如果神从来不睡觉。他在那场的恐怖当中就会一直的看顾着我们。
If I were God, I would have done things differently, but he is working not for my pleasant life, but for my eternal good.
如果我是神的话，我就可能会一种不同的方式来做事，是不是啊？我想如果真的神的话，神不让我们出事就好了，是吧？但是神并不是说让我们在这个世界上或者就是悠闲自得的过生活，而是为了我们永恒的利益。
But God watches also means that He protects and gives us value.
神看顾着我们，就是他保护我们，赐给我们价值。
The God watches over His people means He will protect you on your journey of life. The sun and the moon are possibly references to the worship of other gods.
神看顾他的子民，意味着。神会在我们的人生的旅途当中保护着我们，太阳避不上你，月亮也不害你。他那时候可能是指的对其他神灵的敬拜，因为在古代的人们啊，那个太阳，人们拜日头，拜月亮。
In thinking of modern day gods, the Lord will protect us from the destructive messages of social media.
想到现在的神呢，他怎么那些个神？神会保护我们，会保护我们不受社交媒体那些破坏性信息的影响。
Our values and worth are not in what others say about me, or even in what I say about myself.
我们人生的价值不在乎别人对我怎么评价，也不在乎我怎么样评价我自己。
My significance is not ultimately in what I do or who I know.But it's about who God is and that I'm made in His image.
我的价值，我的意义，最终不在乎我做了什么，或者我认识谁是谁，而是在乎神是谁，而且我是按照他的形象造的。
And yet it's a lesson that I need to keep learning because I want to compare myself with others.
这是我需要不断学习的功课。因为我们常常都怎么样，喜欢跟别人比较。
But I need to keep finding the opportunity to be grateful for what I have and who I am in Christ.
但是呢，我需要寻找机会，对神所赐给我的一切和我在耶稣基督里的身份，对神献上感恩。
And lastly, He watches means that God will bring us safely home.
最后，神看顾我们。意味着他会带领我们安全的回家。
God's goal is not our comfort and happiness, which is dependent upon circumstances. Rather, God is at work to grow and mature us in Christ-likeness.
神的目标不是在于让我们过一个舒适、 幸福的生活，因为这取决于我们所处的环境，而是神在做工，希望我们每个人在基督里面长大成熟。
That doesn't mean we'll never have an accident or we'll never get cancer, but it does mean that no injury or illness or mishap will ever have the power to separate us from God's love or destroy our security in Christ.
这并不意味着我们啊，从来都不会发生意外或者得癌症，是吧？但是这个意味着任何的伤害、疾病、不幸都不能使我们与神的爱隔绝，或者破坏我们在基督里的充足和安全。
Graham was a friend of mine who was diagnosed with motor neurone disease 12 years ago.
Graham 啊，是我的一位朋友，十二年前呢被诊断出患运动神经元这种疾病。
He lost the use of his arms and then his legs, yet he continued to trust that God was with him, and he reflected that in how he lived and the joy that came from him.
他啊不喜欢失去了双臂啊，他的双腿因为都不能动了，所以呢，但是他仍然相信神与他同在，这从他的生活方式和从他的生命中所散发中出来的喜乐可以体现出来。
His funeral testified to a man who loved life and relationships despite so much suffering.
他的葬礼呢，见证他，啊，尽管他饱受痛苦，但他却依然是一个爱、热爱生活、喜欢人际关系的人。
The photo that was on his service sheet from the funeral had a picture of Graham before motor neurone disease, and he was sitting on a big tube tire that goes in the water, and underneath he'd written running and leaping and praising God.
在葬礼上的照片呢，是这个 Graham 他在患上这个运动神经元疾病上的一个照片，他坐在一个那个甜甜圈上的那个轮胎一样上面的那个在滑水的时候那个一个东西上，然后上面那个底下写的是奔跑、跳跃、赞美神。
It didn't mean that he had a trouble-free life, but a life in which he knew God was watching and keeping and protecting him.
这并不是说他的一生无忧无虑，而是他知道神在保护他、看顾他、保守他。
And he would bring him home.
神最后会把他带到他的家。
As Christians, we breathe the same air, we pay for the same petrol,We shop in the same stores and are subject to the same stresses as everyone in life.
我们基督徒跟别人一样呼吸着同样的空气，同样的需要支付汽油费，同样的在商店里买东西，也承受着生活同样的压力。
The only difference is that God has opened up our eyes to see who Jesus is, who watches over, protects, and keeps us from every evil.
不同，我们跟世人不同的是，神打开了我们的眼睛，让我们看知道耶稣是谁。他看顾我们，保护我们，保守我们，脱离一切的凶恶。
Ultimately, this psalm finds its fulfillment in Jesus.
最终，这首诗在耶稣的身上得到了应验。
It is in Jesus' death that we are saved and protected and brought to our destination.
正是在耶稣的死中，我们得到了拯救和保护，并带我们到最终的目的地。
The world offers us so much help, but it's only Jesus who could pay the price as both God and human, enabling us to be reconciled to God.
这个世界可能给我们提供很多的帮助，但是只有耶稣，他以神和人双重的身份。为我们付出生命的代价，让我们与神和好。
It is only Jesus who could defeat sin and Satan and provide security for us.
只有耶稣，他战胜了罪恶和死亡，为我们在他里面提供了真正的安全感。
It's a wonderful thought knowing that Jesus watches over us.
当你想到的时候，啊，耶稣在看着我们，这是一个多么美好的感受。
So I'd like to pray and say thank you to him for that.
所以我祷告。
We thank you, Lord Jesus, that through your death you protect and give us value and bring us safely home.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你，谢谢你，你提供我们帮助，你为我们付出生命的代价，你让我们给我们真正的价值。
We thank you that no matter what happens, you're always working and you're always good.
主啊，不管是我们人生中发生了什么，你总是美好的。
So we thank you for security in the Lord Jesus.
我们谢谢你在基督里面所赐给我们的安全感。
Amen.
Amen.